Sharing my story hasn't always been easy. It's a deeply personal act, a form of therapy that isn't for everyone. I often hear the question, why do you share your story? It's a valid question, and the answer is simple. For me, sharing is a release. It's a way to set free the experiences, emotions, and lessons that have shaped me. Table of contents. 1. Letting go. Embracing vulnerability. 2. Redefining professionalism. Authenticity over image. 3. Facing the backlash. My story, my truth. 4. Exposing systemic failures. Beyond personal anecdotes. 5. The power of lived experience. Bridging the gap and why I share my story. 6. More than just a story. A catalyst for change. 7. A beacon of hope. Empowering others. 8. The looked after child mission. Every story matters. 9. Storytelling as transformation. From victim to advocate. 10. From blog to stage. Finding my voice. 11. Conclusion. The ongoing journey. Letting go. Embracing vulnerability. Another common concern I encounter is, but Lee, shouldn't some stories be locked away? My response is equally straightforward. If I'm comfortable sharing it, then I'm comfortable letting it go. Sharing allows me to process and move forward. It transforms pain and trauma into something tangible, something I can examine and learn from, rather than keep them trapped within me. Redefining professionalism. Authenticity over image. Of course, there's the inevitable question about professionalism, but Lee, shouldn't you worry about how professional you may seem? This is where I draw a line. If someone can't see the professionalism in the message behind my story, then perhaps our connection wasn't meant to be. True professionalism, in my view, lies in authenticity, transparency, and the courage to be vulnerable. It's about using my experiences to make a difference, not conforming to a rigid, outdated definition of what it means to be professional. Facing the backlash. My story, my truth. 2024 had been a year of significant learning for me, particularly in understanding how people react to my most challenging stories. I faced criticism from those who understood the message but disliked the story itself. They knew what I was trying to convey, but they were uncomfortable with the raw reality of my experiences. But here's the truth. It's my story. I'm a living example of the system, a system many are supposed to represent, but fail to do so. My story will be shared because it is the truth, and it is the truth that can lead to a positive change in the system, exposing systemic failures, beyond personal anecdotes. My experiences of abuse and neglect are not isolated incidents. They are symptomatic of deeper systemic failures within the care and mental health systems. These institutions, designed to protect and support vulnerable individuals, often perpetuate harm through negligence, lack of resources, and a failure to truly listen to those in their care. My story sheds light on these systemic issues, moving beyond personal anecdotes to expose a broader pattern of dysfunction. By sharing these painful truths, I hope to spark a critical examination of these systems and demand accountability from those in positions of power. The power of lived experience. Bridging the gap and why I share my story. In many professions, particularly those dealing with vulnerable populations, there's often a disconnect between those making decisions and those impacted by those decisions. My story bridges that gap. It brings the lived experience of someone who has navigated these systems to the forefront. It's a reminder that policies and procedures have real-life consequences, and that true understanding can only come from listening to and valuing the voices of those with lived experience. Professionals who engage with my story are not just reading about abstract concepts, they are confronting the human impact of systemic failures. More than just a story, a catalyst for change. My story isn't just a narrative, it's a call to action. I am open and transparent, laying bare my experiences of abuse and neglect, both at home and within certain professional environments. I do this not for pity or attention, but because my story provides a crucial space for professionals to discuss, reflect, and learn. These are not just personal anecdotes, they are case studies that expose systemic failures. A beacon of hope, empowering others. Most importantly, my story is a source of hope. It's a message to young people in care and those navigating the mental health system who are being systematically let down. It's a testament to resilience, a demonstration that even the most difficult experiences can be overcome. My journey shows that it's possible to find strength and purpose even in the darkest of times. The Looked After Child mission. Every story matters. At Looked After Child, we firmly believe that every story, no matter how controversial, sad, or joyful, deserves to be shared. We champion the right of individuals to tell their stories in their own way, without fear of judgment or reprisal. Our mission is to empower people to share their experiences confidently, knowing that their voices are valuable and their stories can make a difference. Storytelling is transformation, from victim to advocate. The act of sharing my story has been transformative. It has allowed me to reclaim my narrative, to shift from being a victim of circumstance to an advocate for change. Through storytelling, I found my voice and discovered a sense of purpose. This process hasn't just been about personal healing. It's about using my experiences to empower others and create a more just and compassionate world. From blog to stage, finding my voice, my journey into sharing my story began unexpectedly. It started with a simple suggestion from a friend to try blogging. I never imagined that it would lead me to stand on stage, sharing my experiences with a large audience. It was a terrifying yet exhilarating experience, a feat I still find hard to believe I accomplished. But it was a pivotal moment, a confirmation that my story had the power to connect with others and spark meaningful conversations. Conclusion: the ongoing journey. Sharing my story is an ongoing journey, a continuous process of healing, learning, and advocacy. It's about embracing vulnerability, challenging norms, and inspiring hope. It's about using my voice to create a better world, one story at a time. My journey is not over yet, and I cannot wait to see how it develops in the future. And I hope that by continuing to share my truth, I can encourage others to do the same, creating a ripple effect of positive change within our society. Subscribe to our newsletter, join our mailing list to receive the latest news and updates from our team. Subscribe. You have successfully subscribed.